Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Right, here we go. Happy hour time. Not as much to be happy about today as there was certainly last night. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. If you're an Aztec, last night was incredible. The women's basketball team with a, it's still kind of cool to just say it, triple overtime win in the championship.
I got some questions for you, really, but yeah. We got to wait to finish our thing. But I got a couple questions for you when we get done.
Okay. It was incredible. Veronica Sheffy, the MVP of the tournament, was on earlier. She was terrific. If you want to hear that interview, what was it, 3:15? Go back. You can listen at 97.3 The Fan SD.
It's also on the website.
Also on the website. So she was with us. The men not so fortunate today. For the first time in 18 years, they do not make it to the Mountain West semifinals. Think of that, though. That's pretty good run. But they came up short today, went without a field goal for the final 9 minutes. Boise State 62, San Diego State 52. Padres, spring from hell, that doesn't matter, continued anyway. Kansas City scored 4 in the ninth to win 6-5. And finally, I know Tony's going to go crazy, but we're just having fun with it.
I'm not even the one who's panicking about spring training.
I'm not panicking either. I'm just having a goofy time with it. I'm trying to play it off. I really am.
There was something I was going to say that had nothing to do with the panic or anything like that, but now I can't remember. So go ahead.
That's all right.
I digress.
SDFC is home to Columbus Crew Saturday night, 7:30. Stern warning from the organization.
Yep.
To keep the chance out, and if you're there, you're making the chant, you're gone, and you're not going to be coming back. Appreciate the organization doing its best to you know help us look good in San Diego, because I don't want to be associated with what happened in that first game. Even though I wasn't there, it's still San Diego fans, and I don't want that to be. So let's behave and enjoy the game Saturday night. We had a good interview.
Brian Dunseth.
Yeah, Brian Dunseth.
Oh, that's what I was going
to
say.
If you're a soccer guy, listen to this guy's interview. He was on it, man. So that was earlier as well.
Can you help me? I have been practicing all last night, and okay. I had it, but I can't do it. I can't seem to get it right today. Can you say Naomi's last name for me?
Yes. I can say it, too.
I've said it about 1,000 times, and I've needed to. By the way, before I tell you, the PA announcer at the game in Las Vegas
was butchering it.
Butchered it every time.
Like, it's really hard.
For 3 games in a row. Like, come on. You know,
okay,
I mean,
give it
go
to me,
home
please.
And practice. Ponganiban.
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 Yeah.
I tell you what, man, that young lady is special.
Yeah, she is. She doesn't care, Tony. She steps up and takes these shots.
She plays with, like, no fear at all. It is really impressive to watch. I mean, she guarded the pocket passes she was hitting, even when we didn't necessarily convert the other one. I mean, she had, no hesitation in the mid-range J, too.
I know.
I enjoy watching her play so much last night.
And she made, and she's not been known for her defense. That's the one thing, you know, she's a freshman, right? So they've been working with her.
Yeah.
But there she was in the third overtime, coming off her man to knock the ball away from
get
their center.
She
and
did
get
that
the
a
steal.
Couple times too during that end of that game.
A huge play she made. So, Naomi, and she's, you know, you met her in studio. She's a terrific young kid, and she had a great year. So yes, Ponganiban is one of the heroes. She made the all tournament team along with Sheffy.
As she should have.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Scrape. Go ahead, man.
What you got? Oh, you got to finish up your big five.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Just loading a video onto the internet right now, and let's get back into it.
Number two.
I'm still reeling after the Mark Gastineau video. I cannot let that out of my mind.
Wow.
You have to see this video. It's that awkward. All right. The Steelers have agreed to a 2-year deal with quarterback Mason Rudolph, bringing their 2018 third-round pick back into the fold after a season with the Tennessee Titans, sources confirmed to ESPN Today. Securing Rudolph while the Steelers await a decision from Aaron Rodgers gives their barren quarterback room a veteran option with starting experience. They also signed former Miami Dolphins quarterback Skylar Thompson, Chris.
Hey, have at it. What can I tell you? Have at it.
I think Chris is up first on this one. The rumors are Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler. It's just a matter of time. Is Aaron Rodgers going to save the Steelers?
I think there's a better chance of Aaron Rodgers, like, driving Mike Tomlin out of the game. Can you imagine our guy Mike Tomlin is going to have to deal with Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf? That doesn't sound like a fit to me. I understand that Rodgers still may have something left, and you know he showed some signs of it here and there, but that doesn't seem like a good fit to me, Tony. What do you think?
It doesn't seem like a good fit, but I also am a believer in Mike Tomlin in terms of, at the very least, he's going to be able... I don't think Aaron Rodgers even entertains going there if he's not willing to at least, you know, get on the same page as Mike Tomlin. I think he picked the place he picked because he felt like he'd have a little bit more power. I don't know that he's picking a place like Pittsburgh in order to do that, right? That's a place that they're not going to waver on their head coach or any of the coordinators that the head coach likes. So I don't see it. The fact that he's considering going, I think that may signal that he maybe recognizes that He may need somebody like this in order to get where he's going. I think it's a great situation for him because I do think Aaron has some stuff left in the tank. And you got two, although volatile, very talented. I would even say that DK's volatile when it comes to on the sideline. Yeah. Most of his issues come at the other team and doing things to the other team.
Yeah, yeah.
His other partner, though, is definitely volatile. And you wonder if a guy like Rodgers can kind of calm that down because he still has a little bit left. I don't think it's a natural fit, but I think it can work.
Someone on the chat says Steelers are going to trade up to get Shador.
Okay.
Great.
Who everybody now hates because he's confident. Well, this is like unbelievable to me.
I do think that's ridiculous. He's Deion Sanders' kid. What do you think he's going to be like?
He's a confident guy.
I tend to agree that a lot of what Shador is dealing with is because people don't like his pops.
Yeah.
And they know they're not going to be able to get away with just telling Shador anything.
Even though I'm not the biggest Shador Sanders fan of all time, I do agree that the media is going a little bit too hard in the paint on Shador. All right.
I don't think it's the media. I think it's these other suckers that are actually in the football game.
Yeah. No, it's the people in the game that don't like him, apparently.
Oh, you're talking about coaches and the
I'm
rumors.
Talking about the rumor stuff that there's.
Anonymous rumor.
This is a part of the game. This also could be teams trying to scare other teams off so he falls to them. I mean, this is all part of it.
Right.
Could be. Yep. I have a major issue with the Today Show today. This morning I had it on in passing while I was working, and they brought up that Montana State beat Montana with a buzzer-beating layup to win the Big Sky last night. This was a one seed in Montana State that went 30-3 this season. Montana was a six seed. It went 14-18 this season. So it's hardly an upset at all. And Tony, the Aztecs women, though, triple OT thriller, and a four seed beat a two seed. No mention on the Today Show. So, Tony,
All of a sudden, you're like Monty Montezuma over there. What's going on?
Am I right to be? What does that mean? Oh, Monty Montezuma.
You know, he doesn't know who Monty Montezuma is.
I thought you were talking about Monty Python. No, you're right. Monty Montezuma. I know who that is. Tony, am I right to be upset about this?
I don't know if you're upset. I don't know if you're right to be upset. I'll say this. I think I don't think any of the people who hosted today's show watched either or any of those games.
Yeah.
I don't think they
don't have the choice here.
Whoever the producer is, reason, liked Montana's, maybe they went there. Maybe they know someone there. Maybe they were watching that game.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why that game got on the Today Show.
I do love when they try to talk about it. Craig Melvin's like, "Oh yeah, that was a great shot." Yeah,
like they know. I mean, honestly,
that's just as cringy to watch sometimes too. Yeah, by the way,
I mean, I don't know.
Can you believe that they're heading to the tournament?
Yeah, the Today Show doing Montana State highlights is like ESPN ducking in, you know, stock prices or something. It just doesn't
really
seem to go together.
Right. It's really strange.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, do you think I should be upset about this, Chris?
No. I mean, look, the Aztec women are getting their due where they need it and where they deserve it. And that's right here in San Diego. You know, I told Scraby this earlier, Tony. I posted a picture of Stacy and I with the trophy.
I
normally get 15 to 20 likes on a women's basketball post. I got 10 times that amount today. And that just shows me that many people are kind of excited about it. And so
the question I actually had for you is, how excited was Stacy? I mean, this is her first time getting to the big dance. So,
yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's got to be a
big
moment for her.
Her mom was crying so much that she made me cry. Stacy's mom was very excited for her daughter. Stacy, stop it, Scraby.
Jerk.
Yeah, I know. Stacy, I saw her as late as maybe 2 hours after we got back to the hotel. I still think it hadn't sunk in. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't think it had really sunk in. I think she, you know, you go through that game, Tony, it takes a life of its own after a while. And you start, you know, then it's over and you're like, wow, that happened. But I don't think it ever sunk in. So I don't know 100% how she feels, but because I don't think it sunk in for her.
She was coaching her tail off. I mean,
yes, she was.
The substitutions, I mean, the one thing about the Aztecs, they were fresh. They got a 10 girl rotation there.
Yeah.
And she kept it rolling through most of that OT time.
Well, that and, I mean, can you imagine, Tony? They had a 5-point lead with a minute left in overtime. And then they had a 5-point lead with a minute left in the second overtime. And both times they couldn't hang on. And so the kids have to come to the bench, and now you have to get them ready for another overtime.
Yeah,
so I really give her and the staff a lot of credit. Because, I mean, a lesser team, I think, would be like, oh, God, we just blew it, you know?
Again?
Yeah, we blew it. But they refused to wilt.
Yeah, no, they that was a lot of fun watching that game last night.
Wow. It was fun. It was fun to call it, and Scraby's been waiting all day to play some of our highlights. So we'll relive some of the madness that was that triple overtime game last night in Las Vegas.
Strasburg ready to go.
All right.
I got a new toy, Chris.
No, I got a new toy, too. I'm going to block you out.
Oh, okay.
Block you out. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, my partner, and his team, the Lady Aztecs, headed to an NCAA tournament for the first time since, was it 2012? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. 2012.
2012, 13 years later.
Yeah.
Here we are.
And what were the odds, Tony? Yeah. The men's team now may not be going to the NCAA tournament.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
You're right.
I just want to talk about the positive stuff right now. I think that my partner had a wonderful night in terms of how he called this game. And my other partner, Scraby, has cut some clips
Ooh, yeah.
of some of these calls that Mr. Ello had last night.
We're going to relive it, huh, Scrib?
We are, we are. Let's start. I think we should start with, like, the end. This is the final call of the game. I think we should go here because, Chris, you could hear the excitement in his voice, but here is the actual moment that they won.
To Villalobos, back to Sheffy. It's over! Somehow, some way, unbelievably, they have climbed the mountaintop. Final score in triple overtime, 72-68. The Aztecs win it. They are, as you might imagine, going a little crazy out there.
Good. What's up with the voice, Chris?
Hey, the voice was gone.
It was fading. The fourth overtime, I would have really been in trouble. So,
I would definitely.
At what point did you know your voice was hanging on by a thread?
It was about 2 minutes ago in the third overtime. I heard it kind of crack a couple times, and I was like, uh oh. I was like, I don't know what I can do. I just had to kind of keep trying to go.
He kept going. I listened to the whole thing, and I re-listened to it to find these clips. And he kept, like, having his voice, like, crack, and he'd go, trying to do it over the air. But he couldn't go forward because he couldn't speak.
Yeah.
All right, this next one is Veronica Sheffy. She was on our show earlier. We're going to hear from her in about 15 minutes or so. But she also won the Mountain West Tournament MVP. And so this clip has her hitting a three and then a steal right after that.
2:11 to go. Wing right. Bounce it into Villalobos again. Kim drives baseline. In trouble. Out to green. Over to Sheffy. 4-3. Yeah! She got it! A three-pointer by Sheffy! 61-56, 1:50 to go. Peterson inside, knocked away, stolen by Jaslyn Green. Aztecs ball, 1:40 to go, leading by five in the second overtime.
There you go. Good stuff, Chris.
Yeah, but they didn't hold on to that lead. Had to go to the third overtime.
Yes.
After that one.
Now, here's another good showing of Chris's play-by-play skills. This is a Ponganibon steal. Whoops. Dang it, Matt.
Olilainen drives, kicks it, Barnes, inside to Fertig. Knocked away, stolen Ponganibon. Sheffy in the front court, fouled by Peterson. Naomi Ponganibon came over and knocked it out of the hands of Fertig.
All right. Now, this next one, Chris even has good things to say about the other team.
Not fair.
Melama.
Not fair.
Drives it underneath, reverse, and scores. Wow. What a play by Melama. 33 seconds.
All right.
I was a little dejected on that one because that was in the third overtime, I thought they're going to tie us up again.
You're already thinking about it.
Yeah.
This is late in the game. I'm not sure exactly what time, but it's a block shot by the Aztecs.
10 seconds to shoot. Olilainen gives it down the middle to Fertig. Blocked by Clark. Unbelievable play again by Clark. Aztecs ball, 1:30 to go, leading by two.
See, I mean, if we're rating the radio call, you're telling us everything we need to know.
As much as I could at that point. Callie Clark was incredible. She's a 6'3 center. She transferred here this year from Colorado State to play her last season of college basketball. I met her
parents. Is that the center?
Yeah, that's the center, 6'3. She was incredible.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was. And her parents are really terrific. I met them late in the season, and they said they wished that she had gone to San Diego State the whole time because that's really Stacey Terry Hudson's program. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just loved this year, and she was the hero of the game. She was the old NBC thing. She was the Miller Genuine Light draft player of the game or whatever they used to call it. She was good.
Question from the
chat. She was money.
Chat, Chris, what call did you enjoy more, last night or Steven Strasburg's no-hitter? That's a good question.
That's good.
Strasburg ready to go.
I'm going to go with last night, a little fresher in my mind, and I didn't have the same and don't have the same connection to Steven Strasburg as I do to these kids. So,
all right, let's do one more. And this is where I get the laugh from, because Chris tells all the audience he's got nothing left.
Needs this one to go up by two. Got it. Timeout, Wyoming. I mean, I'm so nervous, so all I can do is laugh. I don't really have anything left. I don't have a whole lot left to give you.
That was good, Chris. I do love that. That laugh is hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. I think that was my... I think Mick Cronin would say that was me being... No, I was being not delusional. I was being delirious at that point.
I think so, too.
I was just delirious at that point.
But you had a really... It was really fun hearing you do that last night. I was enjoying it.
What a night. What a night. Thank you, Scraby, for the money. Let's
do the SDFC tickets, Chris.
San Diego FC tickets. They got a game coming up.
They do.
Saturday night, Columbus Crew in town. The Crew coming in to take on our... what do we call them?
I know. You can't. They don't have a name. It's weirdest thing in the world.
The FCers. You can't call them that.
I struggle with this too.
We're going to have to come up with a nickname that, like, is, you know how there's certain teams that have a nickname, but it's not necessarily. We're going to need something like that.
We need something because it's hard to reference them.
Yeah. I'm trying to, while you're talking, I was actually trying to find like an old trivia question from the NASL days of the San Diego Soccer.
You could just give it out to like caller number 12 if
you want. I just discovered that I'm not going to be able to come up with a question.
Okay,
so
good.
Yes, it's going to go to caller number, I'm going to make you work, caller number 16.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. That means I get to hang up on 15 other people. It makes me happy.
He loves that.
His favorite thing.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, we have our...
Veronica Sheffy.
Oh, of course. Veronica Sheffy, the Mountain West Conference Tournament Player of... Wait, what is it? Player Tournament...
MVP.
What is it?
MVP.
Straight MVP.
Up. Yeah, boom. Straight up.
Yeah.
You'll hear next here on Gwen and Chris.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Coming up on Friday, it'll be fun, it'll be loose. We'll talk about the Aztecs-Boise State game, and our Tournament of Drops continues at 7:40.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
We've all been there, sleepless nights, wondering if your business's security service is really protecting what matters. At BayAlarm, we can put your security insecurities to bed. Our advanced technology and personalized support ensure you can rest easy knowing we're here for you. BayAlarm.com.
Yes, I'm here. Don't think I forgot, Scrib. Talking about our friends at Spiro's. Mediterranean cuisine, great Greek food. You get a whole lot of it. You don't have to pay much. Your family is going to enjoy it. They are family friendly. They are family. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:35 is the time. Final segment for us today. Scraby will carry on with the Chronicles. From 6 to 7, Tony's in Peoria. Just tuning in, Padres lose to the Royals 6-5. I'm not going to go over any of the details of the game. Otherwise, I'll sound like it's bothering me.
But it is bothering
me. I know. Also bothering me was...
I was just saying, you...
It is bothering me. Also bothering me was the Aztecs men today. First quarterfinal loss in the Mountain West Tournament in 18 years. Boise State beat them. But... my spirits are lifted by what the Aztec women did last night, and to that end, Veronica Sheffy will be our guest shortly. Who was our winner of the big prize, Scrabe? The tickets to go see the FCers. Yeah, we got to come up with a name. We just got to think of something. SDFC will take on the Crew. See, Columbus has a name, the Crew.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I can get into that. I can get behind that a little bit. Both teams, by the way, have a record of 2 wins and 1 draw. So, good start for the Sockers. The Sockers. I'm looking at the old webpage. For the FCers. time now to name today's biggest fan. And that biggest fan is Ray Rios of San Diego. Ray, give us a call. Back. You've got 10 minutes to do it. 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for a grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padre game later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Ray Rios. Ray, your 10 minutes starts right about now.
Tick, tick, tick. I got one more thing, Chris, before you get going. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Popeyes. Let Popeyes do the fishing while you enjoy our delicious seafood. Come in today for Popeyes Shrimp Tackle Box or our Flounder Fish Sandwich in Classic or Spicy. Get them before they're gone. Legal for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. They also have a very good jingle, and I always sing it.
Go ahead.
Love my chicken from Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Every time I sing it. I am a sucker for marketing jingles.
Hey, we are 80s babies.
That's
this
true.
Is what happens.
That's
you're
true.
Born in the 80s, you're consumed by jingles.
That's true. Love my chicken from Popeyes. Chris, you know what that means?
You guys sound good, man. I don't want to get in your way. I don't want to step on your performance.
J.G. Wentworth, 877 cash now.
Why did that come up?
Because that's another jingle.
This is a jingle.
the one in town was great. It was Dashers, Dashers. Dashers, Dashers.
Dashers, Dashers.
Or Shaq doing the general commercial was great, too.
Dashers, man, that was another good one for sure.
Yeah.
Jingles, I hate when I do this because Scraby gets to play his little sounder.
What do we got? What
he's
do we
got his finger on the button.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, is it back? Turn back time? Okay.
Yeah. Jingles used to.
We're about to turn back time.
Like, there were jingles back in the day that became, honestly, Billboard placing songs.
Like was the Double Mint one too?
I don't think so. But Coca-Cola had a couple of songs that I think actually made it onto the charts. That's wow. How big a deal
that
jingles were.
Really,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dominic says two all beef patties, lettuce. Dot dot dot.
Yeah. Come on, everybody. Two all beef patties, chicken cheese. Yeah. And there was a kid. There was a little kid who used to do that commercially. His 4 or 5 years name was Rodney Allen Rippey. Does anybody remember this kid?
Why do you know the McDonald's commercial guy, kid?
Why do you know your commercials that you know right now?
I'm not naming the actor of the commercial. That is just next level.
Okay, Rodney Allen.
This is how popular it was.
Rodney Allen Rippey was huge. I mean, you don't understand. This kid was like 4 or 5 years old, and he appeared in TV commercials for fast food. And he was, I thought he was McDonald's. He was Jack in the Box. So, see, I was wrong, Scrabe. Born in Tony Gwynn Sr.'s hometown of Long Beach, California. Rodney Allen Rippey.
LBC.
He was a big popular guy there for a while.
I got a text message from my guy Chris, not you. He said, you have me now singing, Masi Nissan, Masi Nissan. I love that. Which is the one with? Oh,
that was a staple on. That was a staple on anything that the Padres were on at the time.
Oh yeah,
like you were definitely hearing that watching a Padre game in between innings.
Absolutely.
What was the one that we were singing around here a couple of years ago, Scraby? That we couldn't get out of our mind.
Yeah.
Oh, totalmente.
Totalmente.
It's not the same commercial that I've heard 10 trillion times of the guy in Tijuana who calls his girlfriend and they end up somehow reuniting so far away.
Totalmente.
Yeah,
that
thanks
one
for
was crazy.
Saving me, Chris, because I just badmouthed an advertiser.
Here's the bad news there. I will walk in the door tonight and Lori will go, how was your day? And I'll go, I don't know. Totalmente.
Oh, I love it so much.
Yes. All right, we have a couple of since we have a couple of seconds and we're just kind of doing happy hour stuff, something that's not so happy but needs to be mentioned. One of the great sports writers of all time.
Oh, yes, all this.
John Feinstein passed today at the age of 69. All I'll say is if you've never read Season on the Brink, which he wrote about spending a season with Bobby Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers. And if you have not read his other book about golf called A Good Walk Spoiled.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You don't know everything you need to know about sports. John Feinstein was an incredible writer. Those two books especially were so, so interesting and so revealing. In fact, the Bobby Knight book was so good that Bobby Knight gave him the access and then hated him after the book came
hated
out.
Hated him after.
Wow. Yeah,
because he was so accurate in what he wrote. Bobby Knight didn't want to give that much away. Mm. Feinstein was insane. He was also a fantastic writer for the Washington Post and many other, publications. So he was also on one of my shows many years ago as a guest. So I'll never forget him for coming on for that. John Feinstein passes at the age of 69 today.
Chris holds you in very high regard if you spent 30 seconds on his show 30 years ago, which I appreciate, Chris.
Well, when you're somebody like John Feinstein, you don't have to commit to coming on a sports talk
true.
Radio
all
show.
All right. I tried to make a joke, and it ended up looking like I'm a
jerk. Yeah, it crashed and burned.
Per use.
Yeah, one more time, those books, because write it down if you haven't read them. A Good Walk Spoiled, and that gives you a great look at what golf is all about, and then the Bobby Knight thing, A Season on the Brink. Two great books. All right. Ready for our guest?
Yes.
Traffic first.
Yep.
Then the hero of that triple overtime classic and the Mountain West champion, Aztecs.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tournament MVP, Veronica Sheffy from the Aztecs. Nice enough to join us here on 97.3 The Fan. Veronica, it is the next afternoon. I've been to sleep. I've taken a nap. I'm still worn out after that game. How are you holding up?
Yeah, I'm good. I am a little bit tired. I will say that. But, you know, it's been really nice just to soak it all in with the team and, you know, coming back here to the school and just being greeted by everybody, congratulating us. It's really something special. So it's definitely something I'll never forget.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are going to forget that one. And you played 51 minutes in this game. I don't even know if you were aware of that. And at the very end, the Aztecs are leading by two, and you go to the free throw line, and you got two free throws to basically clinch it after everything that had happened, and you made them both. But how do you make those? Honestly. I mean, I'd be so nervous. I think the ball would just fall out of my hands, honestly.
No, it was just, you know, walking into the moment. I knew if we secured those two free throws, it would give us a good chance of them not being able to come down the floor and you make a play. So we would go up by four. So, you know, one of the previous times I went up there, you know, I missed the first one and then made the second one. But I knew I had to knock those two down. So just staying locked in into, you know, what we really wanted. I think everyone just really wanted to win really, really bad. And I think we just wanted it more than the other team. So that's just really what it came down to and just staying locked into that mindset. So.
And before Scraby jumps in, I want to ask you one more thing. Because at the very end of the game, when the final buzzer sounded, the ball was in your hands. And I think that's where it belonged. What was the first reaction? Or can you even remember what your first thought was when you flung that ball finally to the sky?
I couldn't even tell you what it was. It was just, I don't know. It was unbelief and just overwhelming joy, you know, and just, I really don't have any words for it. I'm still trying to, I don't even think it's real still right now. So it's definitely just crazy and something super, super special. So,
yeah. That's extremely special. We're talking to Veronica Sheffy here, Aztecs women's basketball player, and she won the 2025 Mountain West Tournament MVP. I want to ask one more question about the game, because when I was listening to Chris last night, I was tired when you guys were going into the third overtime. Like, honestly, how do you play so many days in a row and then find more energy to play in a third overtime in a championship game?
Yeah, you know, going into the game, we knew it was going to be, you know, a fight all the way into the end. But, you know, I didn't think we would go into three overtimes, that's for sure. But I think after every overtime, we were like, all right, gather together, five more minutes. So just repeating that and us coming together, we all knew we were tired. But, hey, if this is what it takes, then we got to do it. So, and we got it done. So.
Veronica Sheffy is with us, and you know, being around this team, Veronica, the one thing I've noticed, and I, you know, look, I've been around a lot of these teams. This one gets along as well, if not better, than any team I've ever been around. And the one thing, you know, everybody cheers for each other. Everybody's got one of these bracelets, which I'm wearing right now, by the way, that says "We Over Me," and you guys have bought into that. And everybody supports everyone. No one cares who gets the credit. There have been games where you've been on the bench in the fourth quarter and someone else has kind of taken over the game. It just works out with this team. You guys all, I don't want to love each other. I really feel that. And it was so special to see. Talk a little bit about your relationship with your teammates.
You know, like you say, it's just everyone gets along really well. And it's not like we're divided, you know, and I think everyone can see that as we're on the floor. You know, we all work really well together, and just even starting from the summer, working out together, everyone just complimented each other super well, and I think we've been able to grow on that and our strengths over the months coming, and, you know, I think we're okay. Everyone's okay. If they're not their night to score, then that's all right. If it's someone else's night, then that's okay too, so I think just keeping that mindset and, you know, staying together, playing together, you know, it's going to turn out for the better of the whole group. So that's what happened.
Talking to Veronica Sheffy, she won the Mountain West Tournament MVP last night for the Aztecs women's basketball team. And you're headed to the NCAA tournament now. I mean, has that you said that things are still trying to sink in and you're still trying to make sense of it. But what does that mean to you?
I mean, it means everything. Just being able to go to the dance has been a dream come true, you know, ever since I was little. And so I think being able to do that with this kind of team that we have is just, it's everything. And, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Callie as well. Like, she played an amazing game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think her, you know, fight and her spirit during the whole game guarding, you know, the player of the year, I think it motivated everybody to take it up a notch and, you know, step up to the plate and make a play when it needed to be made. So I think we're all super excited. You know, the job's not done. We still got more to play. So we're all going to be watching and waiting to see who we play next, and we're going to get ready for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Veronica Sheffy is with us now. You had a new career high last night with 24 points. The reason I bring this up is your previous career high was 23. Do you know who that was against?
Yes, I do.
It was against San Diego State when you played at USD. And that was last year with the Toreros. I remember that game, and you torched us pretty good. did the Aztecs come after you? Did you go after the Aztecs when the transfer portal happened? Because I imagine Stacy Terry and everybody else said, we got to get her on our side.
Yeah, they did. They did. You know, going to the transfer portal, I wasn't really sure where I wanted to be and what the next, you know, chapter was going to look like. But, you know, they did reach out to me. You know, I wasn't sure still because I think my mind was set as just getting out of the area that I was in and just kind of, you know, finding something new. But after kind of a couple weeks going by, I did take a visit here and I got to talk with the coaches and things like that. And I think it was just a really good fit. You know, they had already gone to the championship and they were already hungry for that. For this upcoming year, and I just really liked the mindset they had and the way they ran their team, and I got to meet some of the girls too, so I think it just turned out to be a really good fit. And, you know, the coaches were super gracious to me and trusted and believed in me to, you know, give me this opportunity, so it worked out perfectly.
Last one for me, Veronica. We talked to Adriana Quezada a couple weeks ago, and I asked about her video game playing and what she does outside of basketball. So I don't know that you play video games, but what's something that you do outside of basketball just to kind of take your mind off of things?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, a lot of things I like to do. I do have a hair business that I do on the side, so I'm really into hair and just hairstyling for other people as well, and so that takes up of my time. And then, you know, I also like to just create videos and like cinematography videos. I'm really getting into that too. So
awesome.
Those are two things I'd probably say, but I like to dip my toe in a couple different things. So.
Sounds like it. I mean, you already got your own business. I think you're yeah. one of many on that team with their own businesses.
I tell these guys all the time that this is a bunch of sharp kids, and every time we have one of you guys on, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Last thing, Veronica, we appreciate the time, and I've talked to you about your dad, your brother, both played football, college football at Washington. What was their reaction after the game last night? And you know, did they help you kind of get interested and excited about athletics when you were younger? And what does that mean to share this with them?
Yeah, this means the world. My family is everything to me, and I'm super close to my family. And so they weren't at the tournament this whole time because they're with my younger siblings at their state tournaments this past weekend. So it was a busy week for them, but they made it happen and got everybody out here for this just this one game. And
wow.
I was super happy that they were there, and just seeing them on the court after the game, it was everything. And, you know, my brother, he's the reason I play the sport. I just grew up watching him being in the gym all the time. So just to be able to share that one with him, we've been talking about this ever since we were young. And my mom and my dad both coached me. And so even my sister, too, she played with me for a little bit as well. So it's just everyone was able to experience this. We all be able to experience it together. So it was really special.
Well, the best thing about winning last night is that this team gets to stay together for another couple of weeks at least. And, you know, that's a great thing. And we're excited for you, and, you know, look forward to Sunday and find out where you play, and then get back to work. But what a performance you and the team turned in last night. Veronica Sheffy, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you soon.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You betcha. All right, there she goes. Veronica Sheffy, the tournament MVP after a game for the ages, three overtime classic last night. 72-68 was the final score for the Aztecs over the Cowgirls. Josh Allen's Cowgirls came up short. Sorry about that, Josh.
I'm going to bring up Josh Allen tonight because he said something that is shocking in this day and age of a professional athlete.
I saw what he said, but I'll let you...
go ahead. I mean, we could say...
Well, didn't he say something about the fact that he wasn't trying to...
He basically said five extra $1 million isn't really going to change things. I'd rather just, you know, take my money and not have to deal with all the negotiation and go for it.
So are you kind of classic? I mean, are you happy
about that? I think
it's
classy.
Yeah. I don't understand why more guys don't do it.
I don't
honestly.
Either. I mean, he's making $330 million.
I know.
That so, $5 million really it means something, but not in regards to 330.
The reason that they don't do it, and I'm not sticking up for it either way, the reason they don't do it is because they think they're better than the other guy who's making that much money.
Maybe.
So if, you know, Josh Allen's making $300 million, then I feel I should make $305 million, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
But I agree with you.
Yeah.
From our perspective, my voice is gone. It honestly just seems like it disappeared here in the last 5 minutes. I don't really have anything going anymore.
I actually think you're fine.
Thank you, Scrabby. Right. I sound terrible.
I'll explain the schedule for our show and what's happening on the station tomorrow in the first segment of the Scrabby Show.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow, but intermittently. So
yes.
Stick around for the Scrabby Chronicles. Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of that Aztec women's thing. It means a lot.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.